Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now with all your Tar Heel highlights. Hey, how about that? Steve Zabin.
Hey, Steve.
All hail the Cinderella, little guy that could, the North Carolina Tar Heels. Their first ever national. Oh, hold on. Yeah, this just in.
This is not their second.
No, this is not even their second. Their sixth national championship. The University of North Carolina.
There is nothing to be excited about with North Carolina winning the championship. It's just a, hey, how about that? Another basketball blue blood school came in, won a championship. They tried to make it a story last night. Jim Nance kept talking about overcoming that loss to Villanova last year.
Redemption.
And rededicating themselves. And it's like,
nobody cares.
The team overcomes a loss. No. Wow. Yeah.
Roy Williams telling him, keep fighting. There's no story. It's okay. They're a good basketball team, and they won again.
So there you go, North Carolina, your winner. Your final score, 71-65. North Carolina covers the 1.5. In case you were wondering, it was a close game right down to the very end. It was a raggedy second half. I assume you boys had long since punched out for the late start.
Halftime is when I said, you know what, I'm done.
So you missed the second half, which was widely ripped by fans on social media as one of the worst over-officiated halves of basketball.
And that's the first thing I heard about it this morning when I was listening to when I was getting up and getting the latest on what had happened in the world.
The referees ruined this game.
Rock said there was no flow to it whatsoever. They just kept blowing whistles. But
that's what fans do. They complain about things. They bitch. And they, most of them, have never actually done the job of refereeing, so they have no appreciation for, well, you know, it's kind of hard, actually. I'm not defending the referees last night. I think there was some definite oddities about the second half last night, and there was one really blown call that affected the outcome of the game.
What?
And yet it was not reviewed, Bob, by the eye in the sky that sees it all. No, replay once again. When you needed replay the most, where was it? Not available.
Well, I hate to say, well, why didn't they review it? I hate to say that because then it makes it sound like, oh, so you want replay now? No.
Yeah, well, I don't want it because it's worshiping a false god. That's the problem with replay. In fact, I'll give you the clip right here. If you stand by 2 seconds.
Sure.
And here it is.
See, it's a slippery slope because if you go, well, why didn't they review that? And then it's like, well, I thought you didn't like review. Yeah, but we have it and it's available. I'm not a fan of it. I'd rather not do it, but if it's available.
So here we go. Click that link, Brian. 54 seconds left in the game. It's a one-point game. Battle for a defensive rebound. Joel Berry the second. Shoots it. Kennedy Meeks and Silas Melson get tied up for a jump ball, which ended up giving the Tar Heels the ball via the alternating possession arrow, which a lot of people don't like.
Okay,
but as you see the clip of the two guys scrambling for the basketball on the baseline, Kennedy Meeks from North Carolina.
Oh, he's out of bounds.
Yes, he was.
He's out of bounds. That's Gonzaga's ball.
But the referee did not have a good look at the play.
He's right there. He's inches from the play, Steve. Oh. He's getting it from my view, only closer.
He's standing right on the lettering.
His feet are almost in the play.
Well, don't worry, boys. This is why they allowed instant replay in the final 2 minutes of each half to help make sure an egregious oversight by a referee who is either blind or on the take from North Carolina does not affect the outcome of an important game.
But if calls aren't made, they're not reviewed. There was no call here.
Well, there was a jump ball call.
All right.
Well, and it's under 2 minutes, so it goes to...
It's up to the discretion of the referees to review via video. The referees collectively chose not to. And if you are Mark Few for Gonzaga, you are all the way at the other end of the court.
Yeah.
And so you don't have a good look at the play. And by the time maybe a replay was shown... Now, let's say each team had a challenge. Let's say each coach was able to challenge
Ask me if I want to give teams challenges.
Well, okay. But
because I'm going to have to answer no.
The championship game last night pivoted on a crucial and clearly blown call.
Hold on, because we only have this little loop here of his hand going out of bounds and then it starts over again. Did the Gonzaga players jump up and down and say he was out of bounds? His hand was out. Did anybody do that?
I don't totally recall. Okay. I was working on my Calcutta format with Cowboy Mike for our tournament in May. Right. While the game was going on, I put the second half on mute. I was sipping on a Fireball, and we were hashing out how we were going to do the format. I was enjoying myself. I was multitasking in the greatest of senses, so I don't know exactly how the players reacted.
Boy, this clip ends right when giant Polish Sikosh, what's his name, plows in
Szymek
there.
Karnowski?
No.
Yeah. Lumberjack. Yeah. Big boy. So this is why I have said forever, the people who worship replay worship a false god. Because they'll say, well, that's not replay's fault. That's a human error. Replay didn't fail. The humans.
But that's why
that
replay was
failed.
Put in to correct human error.
And I said, anytime that there is an egregiously bad call that does not get corrected or is otherwise botched or perhaps gotten incorrect by replay, that to me is a replay fail. It means your parachute that you pack to make sure you don't die jumping out of a plane that's about to crash deploys properly. If it doesn't deploy properly, then it's a fail. Well, it was because it was packed wrong. See, it wasn't. Parachute would have worked if it was packed right, but it wasn't packed. Doesn't matter. You're dead. Fail. It doesn't matter. Replay, fail. But there was other issues in the game itself and other complaints about certain calls and whatnot. And you know, this is how sports goes. Nobody got executed last night after this game because they lost the game. This is not some dystopian Kim Jong-il future or Kim Jong-un.
We're on Un now.
Yeah, this is not some Kim Jong-un dystopian future where the losing team gets shot with blindfolds at center court. The losing team cried, they got on a plane, they went home to their university.
To their tiny little 7,000 student campus.
Yeah.
Again.
It's too bad. They played a really good game against a team that was just bigger and a little tougher and a little deeper and a little more complete, and it was a one-point game with under a minute to go, and the last 50 seconds did not break their way. That's sports. So sorry. One shining moment.
Will they get
that
a chance?
That was on at midnight last night, East Coast time, and I did stay up for it. Because why the hell wouldn't I? Got nothing to do in the morning except talk to you guys at the leisurely hour of 9 a.m. Eastern time.
There you go. So, what a life you lead. Up sipping
I know.
Fireball.
That's amazing, isn't
TV.
It? It's a Monday, and I'm drinking.
Setting up your Calcutta.
Drinking at home on a Monday night. I got to stop that, by the way. How do you know if you think you're starting to turn into an alcoholic? Is there a laminated card?
Did you wake up this morning?
At home.
In your bed?
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
So
do you remember how you got there?
I'm a long way from that.
Do you remember how you got there?
So drinking alone at home. 5 out of 7 nights of the week. What's that?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's just normal, right? Normal-ish for some.
Was the house?
I mean, I'm not hammered. I'm not like stumbling up into bed. I'm not puking.
Were there?
I had three drinks
last night. 3 Fireballs and diets.
Do you neglect responsibilities?
Not to my knowledge.
I believe you're
alcohol in dangerous situations.
I think we can categorize you as a binge drinker then.
Have any legal problems due to drinking?
No.
Do you continue drinking despite relationship problems?
No.
Okay.
I didn't sleep. Are you reading from a list?
Yeah.
No.
Does it sound like it?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
No, Brian just has that loaded and ready to go.
Those are all good and incisive questions that really
cut
to the core of it.
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it. That's the list?
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. Cool. I'm going to have a drink as soon as this segment is over.
No. Yeah, that's a
good list. Wait, is that on the list? Drinking during the
drinking
day.
Drinking as soon as sports are over? No, it's not.
So the tournament is over, and North Carolina is the winner, and we'll just see what happens now with the allegations of widespread academic fraud that are still being fought by the university itself. Did we talk yesterday about Jim Nance and his syrupy glossing over of the academic problems? Yeah.
Another hill they had to climb to get to this championship is how he made it sound like.
Yeah,
and not only did they have to battle the teams, they have to battle, well, the university and the NCAA for not going to class and falsifying documents.
Or having
and
other people
take
that,
your test.
Was that
for
in this
you.
One or was it the previous some scandal?
Or are you
taking
thinking of
online classes that someone else does the work?
Well, then, is that Coastal Carolina's cheerleading squad, or is this the or is this the North Carolina basketball team?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about? Because there was prostitution alleged at Coastal Carolina.
Among other charges?
But the mother of the charges, the one that gets your attention, is prostitution.